God admits that he creates evil, and we read more prophecies about destruction. And Thomas asked me where the Jehovah's Witnesses get their name from, and the answer is Isaiah 43 and verse 10, where it says in their translation, "You are my witnesses, declares Jehovah." And verse 12, "I am the one who declared and saved and made known when there was no foreign God among you. So you are my witnesses, declares Jehovah, and I am God." And that's it. With a Thomas Yorn count of 2.
Oh, okay. So, that of course, the Bible that we're reading and that most people read says Lord instead of Jehovah. I'm not sure why. Actually, no, I do know why. It was because someone decided that at some point. I think I talked about it 100 years ago when I started this podcast. So that's interesting. Yeah, when you read the Jehovah is definitely more of a giveaway than when I went back and read it. It just said, "Oh, you are the witnesses to the Lord," and for all I know, it says witnesses to the Lord a million times, but. Maybe not. Maybe it only says it that once. That would be interesting. So thank you, Harley, for the intro. Harley battled through a microphone that's breaking, so that didn't sound great. It sounded okay, but that's no big deal. I mean, the important thing is that people still listen to my show. That's the important thing. No, the second most important thing is that Harley was able to be heard, but or that he actually did a previously on, because that's all I can ask, and I don't even ask it, because I wouldn't ask anyone to ever have to listen to the Bible being read. That's a terrible, terrible demand to make on someone. So thanks, Harley, and good luck with the future microphone, but I'll take any recordings you got. And I'll try to warp them a little bit and boost them a little bit. I can only do so much, though. Okay, so what are we talking about? Because you're talking about what? You're talking about Isaiah 50. I was starting to launch into Glengarry Glen Ross, but I forgot what the exact line is. Yeah, Isaiah 50. And this is more, in case you don't know what that is, it's more Isaiah. So already not a good sign. Not a good start for a show when we're dealing with more Isaiah. Oh, I was going to just check how close are we to done. So we're going to 55. I'm checking through my physical book here. That's not internet pages you hear. 66. So we're getting close. And then we have Jeremiah and blah, 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 and probably more boring crap. But at least the next books are sort of shorter. So at worst, they'll all be as bad as Isaiah, and then we'll end up with another Isaiah. But at best, maybe there will be some interesting stuff in there. So Isaiah 50. Let's just get right into it. Thus saith the Lord. Oh, I want to say something first. I love my patrons, of course, and I've mentioned, and I think I had a new one, so thank you very much. I'll get to the thanking later. But I looked at the timing, and if I'm only doing one episode a month, it's going to be, or a month, a week, it's going to be in October 2016 when we finish, which I'm fine with. Well, you know, slow and steady wins the race. But if you're hoping that I'll finish sometime before then, like next year, sign on to the Patreon, because if we hit certain thresholds, I'll start doing more episodes a week. So I just want to throw that out there. Because I looked at that timing and I was like, man, that's a long time from now. And the sooner we get through the Bible, the sooner we move on to other books. So that's in the future if this show ever does end. If support remains above the threshold, then it will end in October of 2016. I have a strong psychic belief that the Bible will end in October 2016. That was Ghostbusters 2. I need a little subtitles with the stupid references I'm doing. So, all right. So I guess we gotta read the Bible. Do we have to? Thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement? What? whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? This is a bizarre start to a book, but I'm intrigued. or a chapter rather. Behold, for your iniquities have ye sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away. What about my mother? Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Well, some would argue, Lord, that you don't deliver often, because you're not really there. Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh, because there is no water, and dieth for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that pluck. I hid not my face from shame and spitting, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they shall all wax old as garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand. Ye shall lie down in sorrow. All right, so more of the same. Okay, so essentially more of the same. So 50 through 55. Ooh, 51 looks long. Blech. Let's see here. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, and ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He shall comfort, he will comfort all her waste places. What? What are her waste places? That doesn't sound, sounds kind of dirty. And he will make her wilderness like Eden. All right, is this more, is this more, you know, metaphor, more, you know, is what are we talking about here? And her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein. Thanksgiving in the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me. Again? Because we've had a lot of law lately, God. We're good on law. We got, let's see, you good on law over there? Yeah, you? How about to my left? Are you guys, you good on laws? Because, I mean, we got a shitload of laws, God. There's, I don't know if you remember, but there's like a whole couple books where you just did a bunch of laws, you know, like just law after law after law. Do you remember that, God? I know your memory's a little spotty sometimes, but we're good on law. Everybody, I think I've talked to the guys, and we've got enough laws that we're not even going to follow. You know. I'll be honest with you, God. I'm a little worried about getting smited right now. Smitten, whatever the word is. I'm sure I'll find out once that happens. But I'll be honest, most of us don't follow all the laws you already gave us because there's too many and they contradict each other and they're weird and some of them are stupid. So we're good. We're good on laws. I think we're good on laws. How about instead of laws, maybe knowledge, or you know, you've done laws. So maybe, you know, skip on the laws for now and give us like knowledge, you know, how to fight disease, guidance, you know, something other than terrible laws, I'd say. So My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and mine arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heaven, and look to the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither but reproach of women. Am I right, fellas? There neither be ye. God, he's like, hey, scratch that from the Bible. That joke didn't go well, so don't put that in the final book. Just stop it. Stop at the fear ye not the reproach of men part. Don't write the stop. I see you writing that. Don't write the rest of that joke. Didn't go over well. Can you just not just cut off right there? Just comma. Fear ye not the reproach of men. Stop. Because, don't write the rest of it. It didn't work. I thought it was pretty good when I did it. But anyway, so as I was saying, everyone, before that didn't happen. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the wood worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as the ancient days and the generations of old. Art thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing. Excuse me, gosh, getting like indigestion right now for no reason. And come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass? And forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that hath stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and hast feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy? And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. But I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name, and singing and rapping is my game. I can't read that without thinking of just a terrible like 90s kind of, the Lord of hosts is my name, singing is my game. I'm going to rap really cool about the things I do. I'm going to smite and set fire to you. And I'm not very good at this, but the fact that I'm not very good at it sort of fits the theme of it. And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, which hast drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of his fury. Thou hast drunken the dregs of the cup of trembling and wrung them out. There is none to guide her among all the sons of whom she hath brought forth. Neither is there any that taketh her by the hand of all the sons that she hath brought up. These two things are come unto thee. Who shall be sorry for thee? Desolation and destruction and the famine and the sword. By whom shall I comfort thee? Thy sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets. As a wild bull in a net, they are full of the fury of the Lord, the rebuke of thy God. Therefore, hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus saith the Lord, thy Lord, the Lord. Oh, that's confusing. Let me reread that. Thus saith thy Lord, the Lord. So that's one of those, change to Jehovah, or from Jehovah. Because that used to make sense back when it was Jehovah, because they were specifically naming like, oh, this Lord, not Zeus, not other lords, the Lord Jehovah. But like this revisionist history makes it so it's like, oh, no, this is the only Lord. It wouldn't even make sense to say his name. But anyway, I think there's a lot of reasons to it, but that it's funny because when he has a name like, oh, Steve, the Lord, it's like, why would he have a name? That suggests there's other lords that he would need a name to distinguish himself from. But so that could be part of it. And thy God that pleadeth the cause of his people, behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again, but I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground, and as to the street to them that went over. 52. Awake, awake, put on thy strength. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus saith the Lord God, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, saith the Lord, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith the Lord, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth the good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together. That was weird. Sorry. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart ye, go ye out from hence. Touch no unclean thing, go ye out of the midst of her, and be clean, that bear the vessels of the Lord. For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord shall go before you, and the God of Israel will be your reward. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently, he shall be exalted and extolled, and be very high. As many were astonied at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations, the king shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. That's the end of 52. Boy, was that exciting. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, so we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? Who are we talking about? And whom does it, for he shall grow, and whom is a tender plant. Okay. For it's just, so the subject of this was, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And then the rest of it said, for he shall grow up before him as, okay. So the he in question from 5 hours ago, when the beginning of this part was, it's kind of hard to keep track, is someone to whom the arm of the Lord is revealed. So this is like, I guess, a positive character. This is like a hero, I'm guessing. He was taken from prison from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people he was stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he hath done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall all my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured... Yeah, okay, so he gets rewarded in the end. Hath poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. 54. Getting close. Sing, O barren, that thou didst not bear. Break forth into singing, and cry aloud, that thou didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither shalt thou be confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the name of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For thy Maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. Being a redeemer is his game. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment I have forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so I have sworn that I would not be wroth with thee nor rebuke thee, though that's kind of happened several million times since then. Just sort of, so... O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires, and I will make thy windows of a gates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established, thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So, we're on to 55, the last one, and it's kind of short. All right. I'm just sorry, guys. I love doing this podcast, and I'm loving it. I'm positive on it. It's fun. It's every week. You guys, the patrons in particular, make me so happy to put out this show for you and to put in the work, but Isaiah sucks. So I'm just saying that, I'm happy to be done with Isaiah, but you know, every show is a show. Every show is a certain amount of text. And, to a certain extent, we just got to live with it because this is the hand we've been dealt. We've been dealt the Bible hand. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Ye come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Another interesting start. Not sure what's going on here. Wherefore do ye spend money that for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that thou knew not thee shall run into thee. Nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God. Okay, so people who don't even know you will be coming to you because you have God. Like, hey, you hear about God? Yeah, I heard about God. Whoa, why don't we have one of those? I don't know. Let's head to Jerusalem and live there because they have the only God. Hey, you're right. I'm sure that's what everyone will say. And that's why everyone's Jewish, because this is true. Everyone, that happened, right? Sometime in the year 200. Everyone converted to Judaism. And then, except, no, wait, but are they Christians? No, I don't know. It's almost like this isn't right. And the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways, so are the days of our lives. So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. For the Oh, thanks for reminding me again how superior you are. For as the rain cometh down, and snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. That's going to be along with your song that you have. The trees are going to be, that's a funny image. And so I picture them like slapping their knees, like their tree knees, like, hey, oh, snapping their fingers. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And that's why every tree that existed back then still lives today. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so that's the end of this one. We're probably, what, two episodes away from being done with Isaiah, as Harley would say. So that's good, because this thing sucks. But, you know, I try, and I think I find something funny in every episode, I hope. If not, send me hate mail. But I do my best, because the Bible really is terrible. It's just awful. Oh, I need to thank some people. So, I'm not sure how long it's been that I wasn't able to thank people because of my non-internet. I'm now so all over the internet. I'm like on every forum, message board. No, I just have internet now. But and it's nice and fast, no problems. And let's view my patrons. So first, for the new patrons, I don't remember who I last thanked. I really don't. But I'm going to go ahead and guess. Oh, it's pretty easy because the dates are pretty recent. Let's say Marie and Gemma Smith. Thank you guys so much for your pledge. It's greatly appreciated. You are the absolute best. Everyone who pledges is the absolute best. And I really appreciate it. And now I got to thank John P., the godfather of this podcast, the one who makes it all happen, Daryl Keyes, John Bodley, Katie Quesnell, or Katie Quiznos, as I like to call her. We joke. We have that kind of relationship. Tom Chambers, Marcel, of course, Jeremy Sharp, Brian Gerfort, who has been very helpful on the Atheistically Speaking podcast. Lee Primesberger, who has one of my favorite names, David Vanderlies, Joseph Hazelton, Travis Peterson. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you guys so much. I can't thank you enough. And I will see you next week for more boring Isaiah, but maybe there'll be something interesting. You never know. You just never know. Yeah, you mostly know. Yeah, it's mostly 100% not going to be interesting, but you never know. There's always the chance. All right. See you guys.